MCW Fancast, the official Man City Women's Supporters podcast. I'm Emma and thanks for listening. This week saw the Blues return to the Women's Super League, an opening league fixture against current league champions Chelsea Women FC. The team travelled down to the Kings Meadow Stadium along with a large fan contingency who was looking forward to seeing their team battle it out for this highly anticipated fixture of the opening weekend. We get some fan views, speaking to Dave from the OSC and Chelsea fan Simon to see if they managed to get through the full 90 minutes without falling out. I also spoke with Effie from the Supporters Club, the Chelsea Supporters Club, to get their view on the game at halftime. And then with a match recap from Bitter and Blue blog writer Caroline Charette. The journey back to Manchester was a long one from Kings Meadow, so I got the opportunity to speak with some fans that were making the trip to Madrid for our first leg fixture in the Champions League against Atletico Madrid, who are Spanish League champions, so it is a difficult fixture, which has resulted this evening in a 1-1 draw. So we'll be bringing back an away goal to the CFA in a couple of weeks' time. And if that wasn't enough, then this Sunday we're back on the road again, this time returning to our Continental Cup group campaign, away from home to Bristol City. So Dave provides us with his essential away days travel information for travelling fans. Made the trip to Kings Meadow Stadium to play defending league champions Chelsea Women FC on Sunday afternoon, both teams wanting to get the better of their opposition and come away from the game with 3 points to get the perfect start to the WSL season. I spoke with fans at the match and here's what they had to say.
Hello, my name's Effie, I am a Chelsea Women season ticket holder and I'm also on the committee of the Chelsea Women Supporters Group.
Okay, so it's half time at Kings Meadow, scores 0-0. What do you think of the performance so far by Chelsea?
I think so far it's been a bit of an even game. I think both teams have definitely had their own chances and I just hope that the second half can be a bit better, because I can't lie, at certain points I was falling asleep a bit. But yeah, I hope the next half can be a lot better.
Did you have any predictions going into the game?
I figured it would be exciting because obviously when you've got two teams the size of Manchester and Chelsea in the same game, you know, for the first game of the season, that's amazing. It's like the Charity Shield.
Yeah, of course.
You've got the two best teams in the country playing in the first game of the season, you know, it's on TV, you've got big crowds, no clashes with Premier League. You expect there to be a pretty decent game on, yeah. And
in obviously my time coming here, yeah. This is one of the biggest crowds I've seen.
Yeah.
Obviously, opening game of the season, like you said,
yeah.
The biggest two teams in the league. Have you got any sort of thoughts on? Obviously, you'll want Chelsea to do well this season.
Yes.
Obviously, you want to retain trophies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Are you worried about any of the other teams in the competition? Is there anyone that's caught your eye?
Well, I mean, Arsenal have just won 5-0, so they've strengthened really well. You know, they were really unlucky last season to only finish third, but they're definitely up there. There's definitely some dark horses as well. I think Reading definitely will take some points off some of the big teams. And then you've got like the new teams like Brighton, you know. They came here and they weren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give it a bit, you know, after Christmas. Something might happen.
So what are you expecting then in the second half from the game?
A goal, hopefully.
It'd be nice to get a goal.
Yeah, a goal would be nice. I just want it to be an exciting game, you know, it's a big crowd, we've got, they've got the national TV here. Ultimately, you know, whatever the result, we can just hope that it's an entertainment game and it's a great advert for the, you know, for the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for talking to me today.
No problem.
And all the best for the rest of the season.
You too.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Right, with Dave and Simon, we're at Kings Meadow, the game's finished, 0-0. Guys, what do you make of the game?
Very scrappy, it looked like the first game of the season really. The only chances really came through mistakes, there wasn't much created, I think. Probably a fair result, I'd say scrappy game. Me and Simon are still talking, so that's something.
Yeah, well, I've only come out of this with two black eyes, so I don't think that's too bad. I agree with Dave, I think from that point of view it's a good result for both the teams. I think from a neutral point of view it was a bit of a poor game. For me, Steph for City was the best player. She made some vital tackles, especially on Jesus and Dania. So I think it was a fair result.
Yeah, I agree. Steph was outstanding. I thought Gemma Bonner played well. KB played well. Defence is on top, really. But we'll take 0-0. I said it would be close, didn't we, the other day? So we'll take 0-0 and we'll go on from there. But yeah.
All right, cheers, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. It was a good trip down to King's Meadow on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. Nice conversation on the way back. That was fun.
Was it, yeah. Yeah? Well, hopefully plenty more of those this season. Plenty of opportunities to, obviously, away days and go on a jolly OSC outing.
Yeah.
They are quite lively, aren't they?
Yeah.
What did you think about the game on Sunday then? Just wanted to get your views as to your thoughts on the performance of the team.
Well, it was quite tough. Obviously, it was first game, so both teams were wanting to get the 3 points. And I think we had better chances starting the second half. The first half was quite quiet. Both teams had good chances. Both Bethany England and Ramona Backman for Chelsea. They were certainly the focal point of the team, Backman in particular. Georgia had her effort saved. Jen had a header save. Keats's shot hit the side net in. So that was a tough part. Second half we improved, particularly the first 10 minutes. Nadia would come on at half time, and I think that possibly had boosted the team a little bit. Georgia had a shot over the bar. Steph had two headers. Again, Backman was a focal point for Chelsea. G had shots on target, and then Emma had brought Fran on, so Fran was getting involved. And I think a point is deserved.
Yeah, it was a tough, hard fought point for both teams, really. I mean, Chelsea, I agree with you. I would say that they probably had the better opportunities of the game but couldn't really capitalise on any of those. Batman, like you said, had a great game. I really enjoyed watching her. She was so quick and you know, finding, you know, gaps in defence and just getting really stuck in. And it was just, we were lucky in some respects. Yeah. But obviously, defence grown into the game and, you know, we were solid on the back. You know, Steph and Gemma in particular, you know, had a really good game for me. And KB as well. I mean, KB made some stellar saves, so...
She did.
That was good to see. I'm glad to come away from the game with a point. I don't know about you.
I think point is good.
Yeah, I think there were moments in the game where I think we could have been in trouble, and I think it would have been really difficult for us to get back in the game had Chelsea got a goal, I think. So Champions League tomorrow. But obviously when the podcast goes out, we'll know the result from that.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be a tough fixture at Atletico, away from home, second leg in a couple of weeks at home. What are your sort of thoughts on how that game's going to go? Do you think it's going to be a bit difficult for us away?
I think it's going to be difficult. I mean, they're the reigning champions of the Spanish league, and I think beating Barca last year to this league is going to certainly have boosted their confidence. So I think they're going to be flying going into this game. They're going to really want to test us, and we're going to have to be really, really alert to how they're going to play, and we need to, I think, get the draw and then possibly come back home, maybe give us the advantage. But I'm really worried about it tomorrow. I don't know how it's going to go at all.
No, I think a lot of fans are feeling like that as well, that not many people know much about Atletico, but we obviously do know that they won the league. And obviously, to win it and have Barcelona as runners-up, and obviously we looked as Barcelona as such a quality team, just obviously just shows what quality they have got in the squad and the character to obviously go and get the wins that they've had. There haven't been many losses. They've always drawn pretty decent results, and quite consistent too. So Yeah, it should be quite interesting. A few fans has obviously made the trip, so hopefully we'll hear them if we manage to find a stream tomorrow. That'll be good. But obviously the next game will be Everton, so we'll probably talk about that next week. It's Bristol on Sunday. Do you know why? It's because I'm not going. I'm just focusing on the games that I'm going to. Forget everyone else.
No.
County Cup, Bristol away. So Bristol, it's not really in the north of England. I don't know how they've sort of got into a north group.
Well, Dora went to Reading, didn't they, or something? That was ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's just a bit crazy. I think because obviously we've lost Donny and is it Sheffield?
Sunderland,
yeah. So I think obviously they're just trying to make the numbers back up with the group sort of thing. But yeah, long journey. So that's going to be tiring on the team after obviously having travelled into Champions League and stuff like that. But we're not going to dwell on that because we did that last season. You know, hopefully now we have got obviously more depth and strength and whatever everyone's talking about. In the squad, and we can obviously, these situations, they will come up, and obviously we've got the players now to sort of hopefully deal with them, so fingers crossed. Well, I'll catch up with you next week, Caroline, and thanks for chatting with me. Alright,
okay, thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Thursday night, Manchester City played Atletico Madrid in the first leg of the Champions League. In 2 weeks' time, we'll be welcoming Atletico Madrid to the Academy Stadium. The result was 1-1. Manchester City's goal came courtesy of a Gemma Bonner header from a Caroline Weir corner kick. It was just unfortunate that Atletico got back into the game and found the equalising goal in the last few minutes of the game. But hopefully that away goal will stand as a good advantage for us coming back to the CFA in 2 weeks' time. So now I'm going to take you back before the Champions League game. And I spoke to some fans that were making the trip to Madrid. And just to get their thoughts on what they were expecting from the game on Thursday. And here's what they had to say.
My name's Stephen Prescott and I'm part of the OSC. I'm off to Madrid on Wednesday for the Champions League game on the Thursday.
I'm not going. Like that.
You can still be in on the conversation.
No, listen to what you got to say. On your own.
Anyway, we're on the bus back from Kings Meadow. We've just played our first opening game of WSL. Result was 0-0. Do you want to have a quick comment on the game? What you thought about the performance today by Man City?
It was ample, let's say. Probably a better result for us than for them, because it means that they need, in a way, to come to our place later in the season and beat us to gain any benefit. So if we were to beat them, we've gained from today.
Yeah. And what did you think about the team performance, given that obviously it was a 0-0 result? Have you got any comment on the performance of the team and how we did today?
It needed tweaking earlier than it was, in my opinion, to improve our chances of winning.
Were you happy going into the first half, though, with a 0-0?
Yeah. I was happy that it was 0-0 at half time, but I thought that maybe part way into the second half we would have changed one or two people
I think it was fair to say that Chelsea looked to have had the better chances of the game. I mean, it was pretty 50-50, but certainly I think there were a few chances that particularly Chelsea had that they should have done better, really.
Yeah, well, they didn't really look like chances that they've had in the past. So they didn't look quite the same team as before. So maybe we've missed an opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, still early days. Both teams would have wanted to go into the match hoping to get the 3 points from the game.
But they've been both pleased not to have lost.
Exactly, and to get some out of the game. Yeah. Obviously, so moving forward, you've just said then that you're going to the first leg of the Champions League. We're playing Atletico Madrid away. Big draw for us, really, in the competition.
One of the toughest draws we could have
I mean, Atletico Madrid, they're league champions from the Spanish league. How do you think Man City will fare going into that fixture away from home?
Well, hopefully we'll do quite well, but without knowing anything about Atletico Madrid, I can't actually say for sure.
I mean, they've had a good run of results. They're pretty consistent. They do get the wins, not many losses, obviously, which resulted in them obviously winning the league. Pre-season, they look to have had good results again. Small margins in the results, one or two goals here and there in the results, but fair to say that they're getting the results and they look pretty strong. So it's definitely not going to be easy.
We'll have to change our team slightly for the first leg away than what we put out today.
Yeah. What would you do? Obviously, looking at the team, what would you?
I would put straight away put Caroline Weir back in and Tessa Woolhart probably instead of Lauren M for one, and maybe Jim Scott's injured now. I don't know.
First time going to Atletico Madrid though, are you looking forward to the journey and looking forward to the gym?
Yeah, it's one of the places we've not been to. Instead of keep going to Lyon and whatever, we've been there twice now, so and Denmark, Austria. So
would you be happy to obviously would you be happy if we got like a draw, or would you want us to go for the win, obviously away from home and have that advantage just coming back to for the second leg?
I'd settle for a draw, but I'd prefer the win, of course. If a draw is a decent result for us, then why not?
Could you make a bit of a prediction on the game for us? Tough one.
Yeah, not knowing that. Yeah, I'll go for a 2-2 draw.
2-2. All right. Well, have a good trip, Steve, and enjoy it. And look forward to catching up with you when you get home. Thanks, Steve. Hi, Leanne.
Hello.
You don't really want to talk to me, do you? It's 8 o'clock, and we're travelling back to Manchester from King's Meadow, where we're on the bus, and we're about 4 hours into the journey. Still a while to go yet. I just wanted to get a bit of a word on the Chelsea. Not Chelsea, sorry. You can talk about Chelsea if you want. What do you think about the result today?
It's a good result. At least we didn't lose. It's still a point, but you know, it was a hard game. It was a tough game, but we can only develop from that game. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
So on Wednesday you're travelling to Madrid for the Champions League first leg away to Atletico. Massive draw for us, probably the worst draw of the whole competition.
Massive game.
Definitely got the short straw there. Yeah. What do you expect from the tie on Thursday?
It's going to be a tough one. I don't think it's going to be flying colours. I hope that we do win, get the win out of it, but I don't think it's not going to be easy. They are quite a good squad, so we'll just have to see what happens, put a strong squad out, and I think we can happily take a win away from it. So
what would you like score-wise out of the game?
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know, 2-0.
So we're 2-0?
Yeah, 2-0.
2-0. Obviously, Atletico had a really good run of results pre-season. Last season, league champions.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very
we
tough.
We can't. I mean, we'd love to go into the game, obviously, really confident, but I think we have to obviously look at this game as, you know, big guns. You know, we can't, settle. You know, we've got to think
like we're playing Chelsea or we're playing Lyon. You know, tough games. It is going to be a very, very tough game.
Yeah. First leg.
Yeah.
Would you be satisfied with a draw?
As long as we get the goal, then I'd be satisfied. You know, I'd be happy with a 1-1 as long as we get that away goal, because at least then we do have the advantage of having an away goal coming back to our stadium. But a win would be would be slightly better. So,
from a fan's point of view, it's not your first time travelling away to watch a team in Europe. What is it like being a fan travelling abroad to see City play?
No, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You can't go wrong. The people you travel with, you know, we always make a good atmosphere, and it is nice to see that, you know, players playing against, you know, other squads and other people that are from abroad that you don't see in English football. So it's always interesting, and it's always really good to go and, you know, get to sightsee a little bit while you're over there. So can't go wrong, really.
Are you looking forward to seeing Atletico play though? Because, like you said, they are a really good side.
Yes, very much so. I am. I'm looking forward to it. I think they are a good squad. I've heard a lot and stuff, so it'll be good to watch them play, let alone just City. So yeah, no, it'll be a good game to watch.
All right, well, have a good journey.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll do some fan diaries for us while you're there. We have had a little chat about it. She's a little bit apprehensive about it, but if you could, that'd be good.
It. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Good. All right, thanks, Leanne.
No worries.
Cheers. Yeah, really good, thank you. So you've got some information for fans making the trip down to Bristol. What do fans need to know?
I have indeed. We're on the road again this Sunday. Bristol City Women away. Continental Tyres League Cup again we're back to now after the WSL last week. The group stage, this is a northern group game, believe it or not, even though we're playing Bristol away. it's a 3 p.m. kickoff, and Bristol City Women play at the Stoke Gifford Stadium, which is part of the South Gloucester and Stroud College campus. Now, for those who need a sat-nav code, it's BS348LP. We reckon around about four and a half hours from the Academy Stadium. Give yourself a nice stop. It's pretty much motorway all the way. We have been before, so it's not too bad a journey. Now, the parking on the site is limited, because, as I say, it's part of the college campus. Obviously, it should be a little bit better with being a Sunday than in the week, but it is limited parking, and it is a pay and display system there as well. So you do need to go to one of the pay meters and put a ticket in your car. We advise early arrivals, really, to get on that car park. There is an alternative parking arrangement, or there was last season, we presume it's still in force, for free at the Aviva Centre, which is about a 5 or 10 minute walk away, shopping centre. There's a sat-nav code for that. That's BX348SW. Now, that is free, as we say. So, you know, we advise early arrivals for all the parking, because it's not the biggest of grounds. Tickets on the day, they're up on the website at the moment. They're £8 for adults, £5 for over 60s. Under 19s are £4, under 12s are £3. We presume they'll be the same on the day. Tickets will be available on the day. Now, when you've paid and parked up, you'll see the big gate entrance to the main part of the stadium. Next to it, there is a small kiosk, and that is where you buy your tickets. Buy your tickets there, and you follow the stewards round and through a big turnstile, hand your ticket in, and that gives you access to the stadium. The stadium is sort of like, it's a running track, it's an athletics ground, so you'll enter the stadium. You can walk round on the athletics track. There's about 4 to 5 small stands along the side where the players come out. We, the City fans, will be gathered in one of those stands along there. For people who don't like to sit down at games, you can stand around the perimeter as well. There's a perimeter fence. You can stand behind the goals. You can stand around the other side of the pitch. There's access to the whole ground. Once you're in the stadium, there's access to the whole ground. So that's quite good. The programmes are available. You'll see as you come in, there's a small, usually sell a small gazebo, which sells their supporters club merchandise, hats, scarves, and they also usually sell the programmes at that. So, you know, if you want your programme, you'll see that. You'll have to walk past it to go in. Food-wise, there's about 2 or 3 kiosks. Now, they're all just parked up. You can go to them, but the thing is, they get quite busy, so there's always quite a lot of queues. There's a burger one and a pizza van one. The good thing is, you can queue for them while you're still watching the match if you want as well, as they are next to the pitch, so you wouldn't miss the game. Obviously, they get very busy at half-time and then build up to kick-off, so you can queue to you can see the match while you're queuing. And that's pretty much about it, really. We have been before. It's a very friendly ground, a very friendly staff. We got on quite well with them there. So, it should be a good day out, and we're looking forward to it. So, if there's any more specific details that anyone wants, as ever, get in touch with me on Twitter, MCWFC_OFC, and I will find out any answers that you want for it. But other than that, have a safe trip down to all that are going down, and we'll see you down there, and come on City.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you for that. Dave, do you want to have a cheeky punt on what you think the score will be?
Oh, now then. No, it's a clock. I think Nick might... This might be when he makes use of the squad system. I think we might see a few people who've not played much so far playing. But I'll go for 2-0. 2-0 to City.
Do you think Lomond Hemp will be a part of the squad on the day? Obviously returning back to Bristol.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see her play. I would imagine she wants to play against her old teammates. Obviously Claire. Claire played for them as well.
Yeah.
She'll probably want to play against them. I think we might see a couple of players who've maybe not played yet. Some of the England girls coming back, like Ellie and Nett, possibly. I think Esme possibly might have a game. Because obviously it's coming straight after Chelsea and Madrid. You know, it's a lot of games in 1 week.
Yeah.
So I think we might see the squad used to its full potential.
Yeah, it's certainly obviously been a busy week for the squad. And like you said, it would be good to see some of the younger players getting involved and getting some minutes on the pitch as well.
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
All right, well, have a good weekend, Dave. Unfortunately, I'm not going to go to the game, but I'm looking forward to catching up with you when you get back.
No problem. So thanks a lot, Emma.
Take care. Bye. Hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. Next week we'll be recapping on the week's matches, and we'll also have some more fan diaries from fans that have travelled to Madrid for the Champions League match in the week. Let us know your thoughts and what you think of the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at MCWFancast. Just to let you know as well, next week's episode will be released a little bit earlier than usual, and it will be available to listen to from Wednesday. So make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it.